How would it be possible for any jury to hear those words and not feel sympathy and admiration for the one who'd uttered them? How would it be possible for them to then decide that the one who killed that man was not guilty of murder or treason?
You know you are going to die.
Angry murmurs now, and Tahiri closed her eyes. She did not want to see this anymore, did not want to watch as a jury that had been growing increasingly sympathetic over the last several days lost that concern in a matter of minutes, did not want to see Irmut's ear twitching, did not want to see the growing smirk of satisfaction on the prosecuting attorney's face. She had not lied. Pelion was seconds away from his death, at her hands. But she was going to die too. She wondered if Pelion in some way understood and felt any satisfaction from beyond the grave. He and Natasi Dalla, his old crony, would have the last laugh.
I'm 92 years old. Of course I'm going to die, and quite soon. But it's how I die that matters to me. Please, get out of my cabin.
How he died, Tahiri suddenly and painfully thought of Anakin, and how he had died, making a difference, sacrificing his bright, beautiful life for others. And she was going to die executed for firing a blaster at a 92-year-old unarmed man. Jason had lured her to the dark side with the temptation of love, of sweetness, and the last kiss. What bitter, brutal irony it was that that love, the love of a good and true young man, was the tool that man's own brother had used to turn Tahiri into someone capable of this. Suddenly, Tahiri was fiercely glad that Anakin Solo was dead. Dead and where he could not see this, she hoped. She wished with all her being that she had just gotten out of his cabin. The recording continued mercilessly.
Last chance. All you have to do is call a halt. The Moffs obey you.
There was a long, heavy silence. Then Pelion's voice.
Pelion to Fleet. Fleet, this is Admiral Pelion. I order you to place your vessels at the complete disposal of Admiral Nyathol and take down Jason Solo for the honor of the Empire.
The sound, the inevitable sound of a blaster being fired. The slam of a body hitting the bulkhead. This time, the gasp was not a ripple throughout the courtroom. It was loud, sincere, accompanied by hands clapped to mouths and angry, wide stares. Then the sounds of shock were hushed, as all present strained to listen to the last words of a good man.
So, that's Jason's new Sith Order.
The strong voice had been replaced by a whisper, ragged, each word brought with pain.
Wiping out civilians from a safe distance and getting a child to kill an old man. Just make sure you could dismount from that blood fin of yours.
I can save you, Admiral. It's not too late. The heart's a resilient muscle.
Tahiri couldn't help it. Now she did lean her face into her hands, but closing her eyes did nothing but replace the current scene of the courtroom with the image of a dying old man.
Go rot somewhere else, Philip.
The sound of boots, as if someone were shifting uneasily.
Is he gone?
Asked one of the Moffs.
Not quite.
Quill, treacherous Quill. She had never liked him, and he had gotten what he deserved. But then, many would argue, Tahiri Vela would soon get what she deserved as well.
I'm not going to touch him, so we're totally clean.
A whisper from Pelion.
Quill!
And then Tahiri realized, with a start, that the Admiral had known he was being recorded. Who was on the other end? Who had leaked this to the prosecution? She glanced up quickly and saw that while Irmuth was leaning heavily on his cane, his face too was alert. If they could figure out where this came from, who might have an agenda? But Irmuth would be hoping that at least part of the recording was falsified. and Tahiri knew sickly that the recording had not been tampered with. There came the sound of the door closing, and then silence. Deccan strode over and pressed a button. It was over. It was all over. This is Mark Thompson. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Allies, by Christy Golden. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson, executive producer Dan Zitt. Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Allies is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2010. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music master production copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.